Danny Meadow Mouse feels responsible. Responsible is a great big word, but it is just as big in its meaning as in its looks. And that is the way it should be, I think, don't you? Anyway, responsible is the way Danny Meadow Mouse felt when he found Grandfather Frog out on the Green Meadows so far from Smiling Pool and so stubborn that he would keep on to see the great world instead of going back to his big green lily pad in the Smiling Pool where he could take care of himself. You remember Peter Rabbit felt responsible when he brought little Miss Fuzzytail down from the Old Pasture to the dear Old Briar Patch. He felt that it was his business to see to it that no harm came to her. And that is just the way Danny Meadow Mouse felt about Grandfather Frog. You see, Danny knew that if Grandfather Frog was going to jump like that every time he was frightened, he wouldn't get very far in the great world. It might be the right thing to do in Smiling Pool, where the friendly water would hide him from his enemies, but it was just the wrong thing to do on the Green Meadows or in the Green Forest. Danny had learned that, when he was a tiny fellow, that there the only safe thing to do when danger was near was to sit perfectly still and hardly breathe. Now Danny Meadow Mouse is fond of Grandfather Frog, and he couldn't bear to think that something dreadful might happen to him. So when he found that he couldn't get Grandfather Frog back to Smiling Pool, he made up his mind that he just had to go along with Grandfather Frog to try to keep him out of danger. Yes, sir, he just had to do it. He felt responsible for Grandfather Frog's safety. So here they were, Danny Meadow Mouse running ahead, anxious and worried, and watching sharply for signs of danger, and Grandfather Frog puffing along behind, bound to see the great world, which his cousin, Old Mr. Toad, said was a better place to live than Smiling Pool. Now Danny has a great many private little paths under the grass all over the Green Meadows, and along these he can scamper ever so fast without even showing himself to those who may be looking for him. Of course, he started to take Grandfather Frog along one of these paths. But Grandfather Frog doesn't walk or run, he jumps. There wasn't room in Danny's little paths for jumping, as they soon found out. And Grandfather Frog simply couldn't follow Danny along those little paths. So Danny sat down to think, and puckered his eyebrows anxiously. He was more worried than ever. It was clear that Grandfather Frog would have to travel out in the open, where there was room for him to jump, and where also he would be right out in plain sight of all who happened along. Once more Danny urged him to go back to Smiling Pool, but he might just as well have talked to a stick or a stone. Grandfather Frog had started out to see the great world, and he was going to see it. Danny sighed. "If you will, I suppose," he said. "And I guess the only place you can travel in any comfort is the Lone Little Path. It is dangerous, very dangerous, but I guess you will have to do it." "Chug-a-rum," replied Grandfather Frog. "I am not afraid. You show me the Lone Little Path, and then go about your business, Danny Meadow Mouse." So Danny led the way to the Lone Little Path, and Grandfather Frog sighed with relief, for he felt he could jump without getting all tangled up in the long grass, and without hurting his tender feet on the sharp stubble where the little grass had been cut. But Danny felt more worried than ever. He wouldn't leave Grandfather Frog because, you know, he felt responsible for him. And at the same time, he was terribly afraid, for he felt sure that some of their enemies would see them. He wanted to go back, but he kept right on, and that shows just what a brave little fellow Danny Meadow Mouse was.